This is Building Bridges, produced and hosted by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.
The Pro Libertad Freedom Campaign invites you to celebrate the 73rd birthday of Puerto Rican political prisoner Oscar Lopez Rivera and to call for his immediate release. We're going to hear from Jesus Papalito Melendez, who is the poet laureate of Puerto Rico, Rafael Landrón, another stirring poet, Estela Vasquez, vice president of Local 1199, Service Employees International Union, former political prisoner Lynn Stewart, and former grand jury resister Bob Lederer. Let's listen.
73 years, Oscar Lopez Rivera. I can feel the vibes of what he meant. Just tell our listener, each one of you who have done your own time, what this man means to our freedom and self-determination. Lynn Stewart, then we're going to speak with Bob Lederer.
Okay, I just know that for me, Oscar always exemplifies two things: his brilliance, his political brilliance. He always is able to encapsulate an issue and speak about it. And here he is buried in the belly of the beast, and yet he sees it so clearly. Very much like Mumia, but in his own slant on it. And then the second thing is his endurance, that he has endured through all these years, all this solitary, everything, and he still is so bright, so energetic. He really is someone, live like him, live like Oscar Lopez.
And, you know, not everybody realizes that Bob Lederer, they don't realize that my brother Bob was a political prisoner. Maybe you just want to give one little sense of how you came to be inside and your thoughts on the 73rd birthday of what Oscar Lopez Rivera means to freedom-loving people.
Thanks, Mimi. Well, I was, and to this day remain, part of a movement against U.S. imperialism as a system and its policies at home and abroad in solidarity with people of color. And because of that involvement, I was called to a federal grand jury in 1985 that was trying to track down the people in that movement and basically asking us to become snitches. I was one of six people subpoenaed. All six of us took the long-time position that had been established by the Puerto Rican independence movement in 1936, which is non-collaboration. You do not cooperate with your enemy in destroying your movement. And was held in contempt and jailed for 3 months, in my case, in federal prison. What Oscar both represents and acts out in his life and has manifested in 34 years in federal prison is an uncompromising commitment to human freedom on every level. And of course, first and foremost, and the reason he was held along with formerly up to 15 other people on charges of seditious conspiracy, is because he said that colonialism, as the United Nations has said, is absolutely wrong, it is a violation of international law, and people have a right to rise up and use any means necessary to fight against that. And that's why he's still doing the time. He rejected clemency by President Clinton in 1999 because it didn't cover some of his comrades who now have been released in the subsequent years. So he's, to me, an example of steadfastness and uncompromising commitment to freedom. And as I mentioned tonight, he has now unequivocally supported LGBT freedom, and that has inspired the leading LGBT rights organization in Puerto Rico to come out for his freedom as well, to link the issues, to connect the oppressions, and have mutual solidarity as we all fight for our freedom.
Bob Lederer, that was absolutely lyrical.
Solidarity comes in a lot of different forms, and the solidarity in the Puerto Rican community from our brothers and sisters in the Dominican community is centuries long. And I want to call up to the stage our Executive Vice President of 1199.
Gracias. And let me say that solidarity between our islands goes back a few hundred years. The Puerto Rican poet Lola Rodriguez de Tio said that Cuba and Puerto Rico were the two wings of a bird. And I'll say Dominican Republic and Haiti are the breast of that bird because we are right between the two islands. That solidarity goes back to Eugenio Maria de Hostos, who to this day still is buried in the Dominican Republic because he said he wanted to stay in the Dominican Republic until Puerto Rico became an independent country. And we are very proud to still have him in our island. I bring to you the solidarity also of 400,000 members of 1199 in Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, and Florida. We want to join our voices to the demand free Oscar Lopez Rivera now. All of you have followed you. There is a group of white men in a state called Oregon with guns in their hand who have burned the land, and no one in this damn country is calling them terrorists. Those are the real terrorists in the United States.
Right.
Those
on.
Are the terrorists.
Right on.
Many of you, and I see Ralph and Lynn, some people of my generation, remember when our sisters and brothers of the American Indian Movement took over Wounded Knee, and you remember what happened in Wounded Knee. They sent the FBI to shoot the original inhabitants of this country. They were called terrorists, and yet these people are in Oregon with guns in their hands. And I don't hear anybody calling to send the FBI and take their guns away from them. But damn it, if it was anybody that looked like me, or like you, my brother, or had a Muslim last name, they would have sent tanks like they sent an army in occupation to Ferguson when people were protesting the assassination of an unarmed black youth. And we need to say this to our union members. We need to say that to our neighbors. We need to raise those voices in the churches. And today, we are here expressing our solidarity. And I would like to leave you with a slogan that I learned last year on May Day in Havana. And to say, along with Oscar López Rivera, y no nos da la gana de ser una colonia norteamericana. Y no nos da la gana de ser una colonia norteamericana. ¡Feliz cumpleaños, compañero Oscar! ¡Y viva Puerto Rico libre!
So, brothers and sisters, I want you to think about working for social justice, freedom, working for the liberation of political prisoners, then becoming a political prisoner yourself. And then being out and continuing the work that you did that got you into jail. Going back and doing that work. I want you to think about that cycle. That cycle is symbolic of the life of a people's lawyer named Lynn Stewart.
Just about 2 years ago, I came home and have confounded them and continued to put sticks in their eyes because they wanted me dead in 6 months. And here I am.
Yes, indeed.
But when I said I came home to my family, I don't only mean my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, my beloved Ralph. You are the family I have come home to. As is every political prisoner in those hell holes, in those death camps. And the more we hear and learn, the more we know how important our work is to spare no effort to bring them home soon. I was lucky enough this past fall to be out in Oakland and San Francisco and shared the stage with Oscar's brother. And Oscar's brother told us how when he was first placed in solitary, Oscar refused to have any visitors, refused to have any mail, refused to see anybody. And when they asked, why are you doing this to yourself? Why are you doing this to us? He said, because I can never show them that I have any weakness. I can never show them that they can win. And I think in this new year, perhaps we all ought to say that to ourselves. Take a page from Oscar's book and say, we cannot show weakness. We cannot be give up this fight. We cannot say, well, I'll go to the rallies, or maybe I'll go picket in front of the jail. We have to dedicate ourselves to do everything possible to bring people home. Prison is like, it is sameness, deadening sameness, until someone lightens the load. So, folks, pick up your pen, pick up a postcard, pick up a beautiful card, pick up a calendar, pick up something and send it to one of the guys. They'll respond. Jail letters are worth solid gold. The relationships you make with the political prisoners, they are our heroes. They are in jail for doing what we believed in doing, and we have to bring them home. So I say to you on this evening of Oscar's birthday, I hope he will be here to ride a camel next year in the Three Kings. I hope he'll be here even earlier to plan for Three Kings, because we know that Oscar is coming home.
Yes.
We will make it so. Thank you.
I need Las Amazonas de Oscar to come up to the stage. All of Oscar's Amazons that once a month come out, picket, and call for Oscar's release. Our sister Marina Ortiz has a letter from Oscar. She wants to read a portion of it.
And so for his birthday, he got it so fast, and then he managed to write back to me. Nice. So I just wanted, it's a long letter. I just wanted to read a part of it. We have to be proud of being Puerto Ricans because our people have a heart full of compassion and of love for freedom and justice. It's that heart that will one day transform our homeland into the nation that it has the potential of being. A nation with a robust democratic system that will become an endemic garden for the enjoyment of our people and all of humanity. We can do it if we unite. We can do it because we have the most important resource. Puerto Ricans, y ustedes, with a solid formation, experience, and love for our national identity, culture, and for making this a better and more just world. Of course, we have to face many challenges, but we can do it. There's a lot more that I'm going to post it on the 34 Mujeres Facebook page, but this is what we do, you know, and every month we were in Times Square 3 months in a row, which was like amazing, but we're gonna be again last Sunday of the month, as we have been for since March. We started in El Barrio, and we chant for 34 minutes now because it's 34 years, and it sort of sounds like
ahora es, aquí están las mujeres luchando por Oscar. Ahora es, aquí están.
You touched me. You yelled peace at your assassin and he killed you without mercy, proving the point of your slender fingers' accusation. Asesino! 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 Thus poets still sing your sad song of protest. Students with prudence embroiled in contemporary civil unrest manifest from generation to generation, their spirits not yet out of breath. For though they fight for life, they too, like you, fear not death. Antonia, you've touched us. Your 21 years just starting life, felled without defense, a tiny bullet that made you fall. Your blood still stains upon our walls, metallic, sweet, and warm, that I am brought to mourn when I think maybe we could have sat together as friends, talking like people, sharing laughter, and planning perhaps the liberation of Puerto Rico.
Que viva. Mm.
Let me say then, to the blowing winds, through the whims of minds that may carry my voice through the diaspora of you. You are the innocence that tries to make common sense out of Puerto Ricans pitted against Puerto Ricans in Puerto Rico, throwing rocks in bottles, rubber bullets and tear gas, putting into practice blatant torture tactics as the hypocrisy of democracy tolerates in this world. Nevertheless, the youth goes marching with your acumen for the human right to transform intelligence into utter human excellence. So let it not take another death to avenge for us to realize once again the bloody cost that it costs to educate a life. Lest we forget, this is revolutionary. And there are no innocent people, Antonia. Oh, there are just no innocent
people. So I am very privileged to be with outstanding activists, poets, freedom fighters in their own rights, and we are here on the 73rd birthday of Oscar Lopez Rivera. And the question really is what Oscar means and his sacrifices to people who are freedom-loving. Why don't we start with our poet laureate?
Okay, Jesus Papoleto Melendez here. In the final analysis, what Oscar represents in his imprisonment is the hypocrisy of the U.S. justice system in relation to its colonization of Puerto Rico and its disregard for the U.N. Charter and all those other things. He's our lone prisoner now who personifies that, because he's still there. And the crisis in Puerto Rico, the financial crisis, where it seems like being guilty for negligent parents giving their three-year-old a credit card, and they get mad when he goes berserk, of course. But that's not the analysis. The analysis is a disregard for Puerto Rican people and disregard for the nation and its sovereignty. So now we're in debt to American for...
Are you suggesting that the colonial status of Puerto Rico is the roots of the current economic...
Because, you know, it's an economic slavery, you know. As I think after the Civil War, the United States decided to make everybody a slave. So they started with their own people, and they call it jobs now. Everybody's a slave to their job.
Spoken,
you know,
like a poet.
And, but then, you know, also they went around and enslaved everybody. The job of the President of the United States is to create new markets for U.S. products. So that's what that's about, you know.
And you, my brother?
This is Rafael Landron. I guess to me, Oscar represents the strength and fortitude of someone who's really his convictions against someone who could stand up and chose to end colonialism. You know, that's what he represents, a real hero, someone who is strong, who has love and compassion. You know, I'm just very inspired by his life.
Thank you all, and we will make it so. We will bring Oscar Lopez Rivera home, along with all our political prisoners.
I'm going to call up to a stage a writer, a poet, and an activist, Rafael Landron, who weaves these extraordinary pieces of freedom, these quilts that we just wrap ourselves up in and love it. So, compañero, ven, Rafael Landron.
My hands hold tightly onto iron cages. You see, I've chosen to end colonialism. And so it is, through all types of revisions, conclusions, and judgments, I chose, and no one can take that away. What a life I've led, love through plexiglass, wire handles, learned to appreciate family visitation, love chats, learned to love intensely through lights out and drop-ins, But do not pity me because I chose, and no one can take that away. Through bouts, I need your pity. I need you to live greatly. Stand, my friends. We can change the world. Our lives do make differences. Our choices do create realities. Stand and choose bravely. Take on the biggest challenges, the ones you feel in the darkest hours, those quiet moments of reflection where we can sense our power. Create a better place to live. On dreams of Yunque waterfalls, I pledge myself to the earth. I commit myself to the Yautía and the Yuka. Only they know the truth. Why stand by and see them dug up by greedy machines stored up in corporate boardrooms where profits rule? I stand for the Malanga and for the Flamboyant. I stand for the Morir Vivir plant that closes at the touch. And you may judge me, but I won when I chose. And when it comes down to it, I love you too. When I go, you can wrap me in palm leaves and put me where I come from, because I'm coming back as a plantain who will be picked by my children's children, who will tell stories of ancestors long gone who chose freedom.
Okay, for Oscar.
Le-lo-la, 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 le-lo-la.
I am that beautiful Boricua growing like a flamboyant through concrete, breaking through with my gnarly roots showing, exposed to the terrifying and beautiful world in which it came. Boricua breaking ground, flowering in all my amapola glory, scared and invincible simultaneously. I am love like rain falling over en el yunque. I am the tree that won't stop growing until it reaches the sunlight beyond the darkness of the rainforest. I am the concrete rupturing madness of love. I remember. They came for me in 1492. I was deep within El Yunque, covered in the shade. I heard the cannon and the splash of the anchor when it hit the sea. I looked at him from a distance and we saw each other. Looking back, I saw myself transplanted amongst time and space. I flashed back. They brought them from the east, the darker ones who had come before, the white man trading with us from the beginning. I am he and he me, hand in hand, we showed each other. I showed him the beauty of El Yunque. We sat and began to build, tired of the ones who made us search for gold like a sickness. They were sick with greed for the shiny stones. They cut off our hands if we did not find what they wanted. It was then when the war started, and we fled to our sacred mother in El Yunque to plan our revolt. They continued to bring our African brothers to do the work that we refused, and that's when we would come down from the mountains and free them. They came to live with us and learn our ways, and we would fight arm in arm against the greedy ones who tried to convert us to their crosses while they beat us, our children. They came at us with Bible and bombs, and we fought back with everything we've had. Some of our mothers chose to drown our own children rather than subject them to the cruelty of these greedy ones. And so it was as time passed, and the Spanish blood mixed with us as well as the African. The conqueror's blood is now a part of mine, and I have to live with myself knowing what was done. Now Spanish is the language that I speak. We took the God as our own, but we changed it and have mixed in what we have learned from the Africans. And we pray now to a man on the cross, but also give offerings to our antepasados, to the Creator, to the great gods of Xangó, Abatalá, Ogun. They have survived the conquest, and so did some of our Taíno ways. We hid it in their Bibles, but we still exist. It is now 1898, and the greedy sickness has passed on to another. We finally kicked out the Spanish, but a new greedy ones have arrived from the north, who wants our land for sugarcane and our oceans for military means. They call themselves the United States, here to liberate ourselves from the evils of the Spanish crown. They want us to learn English now. They worship the paper that is green. We are still cutting cane, more of the same. But we learned from our brethren in Haiti, who threw off the greedy ones in 1804. Alas, it's 2016. In my blood runs the blood of the oppressor and oppressed, the conqueror and slave, the indio and claro, lobo y negro. Which side of me will I choose? Who will I honor? What is my root? Will I worship the gold and green paper? Will I be corrupted by the sickness of greed? Or will I rise like a true Taino African Spanish warrior that I am and choose to be kind, choose to love over hate? I choose my antepasados, all of them, with their mistakes and fury, to mark my life and not make the same mistakes. I know in the past lies the answer to my present. I want to love and be open. I conjure up the power of El Yunque to help me liberate myself from my own demons of greed, hate, and insecurity. I know I can trust my root. My antepasados will save me from myself and bless me. In my blood runs the rain of El Yunque, the moon's strong ocean tides. I am that beautiful Boricua, invincible and strong. I honor who it is that I am, and I love every inch.
Happy birthday, Oscar Lopez Rivera. Come home soon, and we must make that so. Well, this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg.
And Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.